In Chicago on this Thursday afternoon, futures finished the day mixed. The nearby contract in the December soft red winter wheat for the day finished at $6.96, down 8.5 cents. July soft red at $7.58.5, down 3.25. The Kansas City hard red July at $8.11.75, a penny higher for the day. December corn futures back in Chicago, $7.25, down 23.25. March at $7.14.75, a settlement price 23.25 lower. May corn, $7.22.75, down 22.75. July at $7.26, 22.75 lower. September corn, next year, $6.72.5, down 20.75 in the 2012 December corn contract at $6.32, down 19.75 of a cent a bushel today. November soybeans, 24 cents lower, $13.58.75. January at $13.70.25, down 23.5. The March at $13.78, down 22.75, and May beans at $13.82.25, 21.5 cents lower. July at $13.90, down 20.5, and next year's November at $13.46.25, down 22.5. October bean meal $3.49.60, down 9.20. October bean oil for the day at $56.22, down 56 cents. Live cattle futures October contract at $118.90, down $2.10. December at $119.42 and a half, down $1.47 and a half. September feeders at $135.60, down $1.10. October at $137.77 and a half, down $1.17 and a half. And October lean hogs at $89, up 55 cents. This is the closing market report. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. October crude oil futures, $89.37 a barrel, up 46 cents. Ethanol at $2.66.4, down 5.8. October natural gas at $3.88.3, down 15.6. The October heating oil or diesel fuel, 8 cents higher at $3.02.5. And the gold futures for the day at $1,778.50 an ounce, finished $45 lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 11,415 now stands just about 169 points higher. The dollar at 76.2, down 0.5, and the CRB index at 332.6. That's down 1.5 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. They say mostly sunny skies. A high near 62 degrees, northeast winds at about 9 to 11 miles an hour, and that'll gust to 16. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of 41, east-northeast winds at 5 to 7. Friday day, partly sunny, a high near 65 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 69. Saturday night, cloudy, a low of 52. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the area, mostly cloudy. A high of 75 degrees Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 60 degrees. On Monday, we should see showers continue, a few thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high near 76. Monday night, cloudy, and a low of 57. Tuesday, sunny, a high near 77. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 59 degrees. We'll have a more complete look at the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest at the bottom of the half hour when we talk with agricultural meteorologist Pete Levitt.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Reports Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois, is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
And technically, how much damage have we done to the marketplace this week?
We've tore it up a little bit. For the most part, you got to say, though, that the correction off of the 779 high on D's corn is still within the normal confines, basically, of a corrective decline after a pretty strong up move. And what I'm talking about is the move from the July first low there, 575, on up here to the 779. With today's decline, we've retraced 38% back. So this is a point that the technicians will kind of look for support to kind of gather here. If this does not hold, then you could maybe talk about a halfway move back or 50% retracement, which is 677 and a quarter. But before I start talking about 677 and a quarter, I think you have to bring up on the lead futures chart. If you look at a lead futures daily, 50% retracement back, counting that same move, but it was the low on June 30th was done with the July 11 contract, and that was only 615. But now the high here was done here with the September contract at 764.5. So halfway back on that chart would be 690. So I guess I'm kind of in the camp. It's kind of this $7 area as a key support. If it gives way, then I would probably look for the next support area to come in here right around the 690. So I think as long as the corn market kind of holds within this downside here between 7 and 690, I think you could still kind of call it a correctional move off of the strong move that we had from that late June, early July time frame on up here to the last part of August.
Would you think that's just because demand is waning or maybe constraining to fit what the expected supply is?
Well, you got to understand that's the function of price discovery. The function of price discovery is to balance out the supply for the marketing year. It goes higher to slow demand if it thinks it needs to slow demand, and it goes lower to seek out demand. And over the past few weeks here, it's not been any secret that buyers have been real hard to come by, whether they're domestic end-user buyers for the feed side of the equation or whether their export buyers have been real hard to come by. Now, we did have a decent weekly export sales number here today. It's one of the best ones we've had for some time. But our year-to-date sales level is still running 10% below or behind a year ago. So, yes, the function of this corn market or the function of this decline that we've seen over the past couple weeks is basically to come down to a level where it would find some end-user support and begin to kind of increase the demand prospects, because the last 2-3 weeks, trying to market $7.50 corn into the marketplace was very difficult.
Are you of the mind that enough corn is coming into the marketplace at this point to put this kind of pressure on?
Yes. Harvest hasn't really begun full blast. I mean, we're in our listening audience is probably where it's going the strongest into the south of us. The north and the west has still got a few days or a week or so before it really goes. But there is increased movement coming into the marketplace, so there is some hedge pressure. I think the other thing that has been a big contributor to this two-week decline has been the sharp rally in the dollar due to the uneasiness in the Eurozone with Greece expected to go ahead and be allowed to default, and then what kind of dominoes effect that would have with other European countries in the Eurozone. So I think that's kind of been a real negative influence. I think the total uncertainty in the marketplace with the economic slowdown, people begin to see data that the U.S. economy is slowing down now. That goes for the case outside of the U.S. boundaries. So a lot of your demand enthusiasm that we had in the marketplace here maybe several months ago seems to be lacking at the moment. But keep in mind the function of the market is to seek out demand when it needs to use up some supplies and to slow down demand when it needs to slow down the inventory. So right now the function of the market after we've spent all summer basically trying to slow down demand, it kind of accomplished that. And now the function of the market now will be to try to come down and try to seek out some end-user buying in here.
In the past, you have said the problem with that silver bin on the farm is that producers tend to fill it. I want to ask a little different question. That corn, which has been harvested at this point, is it going over the scale instead of going into the bin?
I think, well, every location is a little different, but, you know, the first thing farmers do is fulfill their contract obligations, and farmers did forward sell some of this crop earlier in the season. And then you always have an element of landowners that really don't do too much. They just expect the farmer that farms their ground just go ahead and sell it across the scale. And when you take into account these prices, and even if your yields are sharply lower, but they appear to be coming in anywhere between 15 bushels better than expectations, and you multiply that by you know, $7, that's $30 an acre more than what they thought. So there is a pickup of movement. It's not big at any times, but the market's worried that the slowdown in demand and the talk of better-than-expected yields, that the market is a little overpriced in here, and that's what's kind of got into this market this week.
Take me through the soybean charts.
Soybeans also are somewhat similar to corn. Probably soybeans are having a little deeper type correction than corn. As I said, corn has only pulled back so far around 38%, but it would not surprise me to see it pull back 50%. The beans are now down to a point they're nearing a 62% retracement of that advance that they had from early July on into this late August. The exact number, I think, of the 62% retracement is going to be like 1352. Today's low in November soybeans was 56. So we're within a couple pennies of that. The other thing is that we were in this $1.28 range that I've been watching, and it was based upon the extreme highs and lows of the past 3-4 months, and the midpoint of that was 1346. I think if you would just look at closes, extreme closes on the high side and on the low side, the midpoint's about the same. So the midpoint of this big sideways range we were in is right around 1346. So as corn, where I think this $7 down to this 690, somewhere in here this break is going to catch in that 10-cent range. My guess is that the bean break here is going to catch here somewhere between 1352 probably and 1340. So I do think that the decline is going to try to catch, stabilize, and then we'll kind of go from there. We'll be a little further down the road in harvest. Each day we get a little further down, and we'll see what these yields are actually saying. I haven't heard too many on beans. I have heard some early beans or Group 2 beans done pretty good, but I haven't heard much other than that, Don.
You know, the drop this week in the beans is actually pretty ugly on the weekly chart.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that you have to almost view the break above this 1411, and we were there for about upwards, it looks like, eight to nine days,
right.
And now down below it, that could have been a bull trap. We don't know for sure on that. Open interest was pretty level during that time. So, the USJ's bean report came out and viewed as very disappointing. Demand for beans is hard to sell, and you can see that by today's weekly export sales number. I think for the year on soybeans, we're looking at we're probably down 20% on year-to-date bookings for the marketing year. And there is talk that South America still has old crop beans left over from last spring's crop yet to market into the world market. So, and like I said, that's a function of the bean market here now, is to seek out a level where it would bring in some new demand.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
I think that's about all I can do for today.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon.